Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today, I'll be reading a poem from my eco-poetry collection, Geosmin. You've probably read or written or heard of an acrostic, a poem or other word composition in which the first letter of each new line spells out a word. Today, I will read an abecedarian, a poem where the first letter of each new line spells out the alphabet. It's a real challenge to write one. Sometimes an abecedarian is like playing Scrabble. It requires finding new words that begin with X or Z. In this poem, you'll hear the crossing word spelled with an X hyphen ING and the word zimurgy, a Z word meaning fermentation. And I'm going to do something unusual here. I'm going to read the first words of each line so that when I read the poem, you can enjoy picking out the alphabet as much as you can listening to someone on a radio podcast. Here are the words. And butterflies, cherries, dark, eat, fence rows, ground, hidden, invest, juiciness, kindling, look, make, notes, offering, proffering, quietly, ripened, softened, times undone, walls, verdancy, wet, and here's the X crossing, and zymergy. And every good thing comes to an end. Butterflies seal up the chrysalis and sigh, while cherries await sun's heart to release their dark fragrance to the sky. Call orioles to take and eat each berry, carry each across field to shadowed fence rows, deposit spoils in sheltered ground. Yet ripening is not an end. Fruits carried to hidden places conspire. They plot and scheme to invest their reach. Peaches, pears, raspberries' juiciness invites the same, a game of sorts in parched July, kindling avian desire, the flash of jeweled color hitches a ride in beauty's beak. Look to the ripening. Make promises to an unknown. Move deeper in time. Send seed notes to dreamers, missives to orchard growers to pluck each offering, to sort and toss, sow windfalls, proffering nectar's possibility. New generations spark quietly in Earth's electric heart, quickened by ferment, ripened to rot, sweet flesh vanishes. Caterpillars dissolve. Softened presences merge in time's fertile womb. Pits and kernels disrobe. Decomposed, undone, they lodge in soil and like pupae reform. Seeds split walls reveal verdancy. Cotyledons unfurl, rhizomes spread, affix. Stems and roots reach. Wet, veined wings emerge from the clear-shelled chrysalis. Rooting, reaching, crossing spirals of up and down, stalk, blossom, and insect yield to sun's exquisite kiss. Butterfly tongues sip new season while summer's memory ripens in zymergy's elixirs. You have been listening to The Ripening Abecedarian, a poem from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at katherineyoungwriter.com. This is Katherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.